You're listening to Off the Record on Dublin City FM with myself, Heather McLeod, now joined by Nick Hodgson, drummer from Kaiser Chiefs. That was a track of theirs from their new album, Futures Medieval, and that track there was Little Shocks. So, Nick, thanks for joining us on the show. I was reading that you were involved quite heavily in the production and producer sort of side of the current album. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Most of the songs, I think, that are on this album started in my studio and then sort of migrated elsewhere into other places with other producers, and then eventually came back to my place and then went off again, and it's pretty good.
Here, there and everywhere. I was reading you yourself actually where it ended up being one of the producers. How does that you know, work for you, being sort of a musician and writer and a producer?
Well, it wasn't sort of producing the sort of, when I was producing stuff, it was kind of by accident, mm-hmm. where you'd start with a demo, and then which I'd make on my own, and then basically we'd go, well, we don't need to re-record that because everyone liked the demo.
Yeah.
So all we'd do then is like replace parts that needed replacing, and I'd just sort of tinker about on my own. It wasn't like I was the guy in the middle of the room, sort of waving my hands around and telling people what to do.
You do this and you do that. And yeah, that's
it just gradually kind of became, like when it was finished, it was like, oh, right, I produced that one.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Just the way it came about, I suppose, mm-hmm. you know. But like I say, you've put a fair bit of work into this, and like some other bands, but in a different way, you've done something a bit unique with the album, in as much as you had 20 tracks there, and for people that were sort of ordering it early, you offered, well, they basically picked 10 of the tracks to sort of almost design their own album. That was for £7.50. And then anybody thereafter that picked that version of the album, they made sort of about £1, I think, from each sale. What was the thought process behind that? I know there's been bands, say, likes of Radiohead, who kind of put albums out saying, pay what you like for it, yeah. and those sort of things. So I suppose in a similar vein, you know, you're getting your fans and your audience involved there.
Well, yeah, there's quite a lot of elements to it that really appealed to us. For me, when I first heard, like, Ricky had the idea, and when he first told me it, I was like, right, okay. It was about a year ago, this, and I sat there in my studio with hardly any songs, and he said, yeah, we need 20 songs. I was like, all right. But that appealed to me, because I like the challenge of that, and I like it when bands, when they go away, they come back with, they look as though they've been working, do you know what I mean? Instead of when a band goes away for 5 years and comes back with 10 songs or something, I think, you know, you think, really? Why not? You know, what have you been doing for the rest of the time?
Yeah, yeah.
So I like that idea. I like the fact that the quality had to be high. I like the fact that it was a secret. That was like the huge element to the whole thing, was that you couldn't tell anyone what you were doing. And mm-hmm. I like that. It was kind of undercover. Like, even when people would ask us, just regular people in the street or in the in a pub or whatever, what you're doing, we said, nothing, you know.
Yeah,
and I like that. It's sort of, I like keeping secrets. It's good. So on that day, I think it was, the third of June.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Thursday night, still no one had a clue what we were going to do. And then on the Friday morning, 20 songs came available. And then we'd sort of watch people on Twitter and watching people on the webs, on like message boards and stuff. And they were all like, trying to work it out. Like, what is this? And then there was a few things in the papers. There was like Wall Street Journal and Financial Times and like The Guardian, I think, did a big piece on it. And so gradually people woke up to this new thing that was, and they were all pretty stunned, I think. It was pretty good.
Yeah. And of the 20 songs, did you guys sit down and go, right, you know, sort of maybe, did you pick a 10 that you thought would be the most popular, and has it been the most popular? Or, you know, did each person in the band say, no, I think it might be these 10, I think it might be these 10?
Well, no, I mean, we didn't really think about what would be the most popular. The thing is, when the people heard the songs, they could only hear 60 seconds of it. And so we had a clue, I had an idea that Problem Solved, this particular song, would be very popular, because in that 60 seconds you get what, you know, you get what you're given, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And on there's some songs that there's a lot more round the corner that's not in that 60 seconds, which I think are a lot better, but I knew that everyone would choose Problem Solved because you hear it 60 seconds, it's Kaiser Chiefs. And I was right, it was the most downloaded song. But it didn't appear on our album when we made the 13th, because we're contrary.
You have actually, yeah, since then, you have picked, I think, 12 tracks, isn't it, of 20?
And 13, then 13.
Or 13, sorry, an unreleased one, Kind of Girl You Are. And
yeah.
That's like the sort of official set album, as it were.
Yeah.
Can people still go and pick their 10, though, as before?
People can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, when you go on the website, another sort of huge element of it was that it had to be fun and look brilliant. And the idea behind that was, when you download music, say if you're stealing music off, you know, when you search a blog or whatever, and you get the torrent, you click on it, there's nothing to do, it's just there. And then on our website, we wanted to sort of encourage people to enjoy it and sort of have a new element to downloading music, because digital music is sort of here to stay.
Yeah.
And this was a kind of way of making people feel some value in it. You know what I mean? A bit like going to the shops and finding a CD and all that sort of thing, and that kind of excitement you get from that. So if you actually went on the website, kaiserchiefs.com, you would see the magnificent graphics and technology that we had developed.
And I was reading some of the sort of some well-known people, rather, so the likes of your Radio 1 DJ there, Chris Moyles, and various other people, you know, made their selection, and what they've done is donated sort of ongoing sales then of their selections to charity, which is nice. The Alzheimer's Society, I think, is.
Yeah.
Is that a charity Kaiser Chiefs sort of supports?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And the album and all the rest of it, as you said, your website there is kaiserchiefs.com. And you are playing over here in Dublin on the 23rd of August. So you're looking forward to that?
Yes. And I think, we've got about 17 countries to go to first. So I will.
I saw that. You're in Moscow on Saturday, and then you're all over Australasia after that.
And I know, yeah. Well, we set off on, I think, what day is it now? Monday. Set off on Thursday to Russia. And then I think we end up in Dublin.
Somehow
we end up in Dublin. So it'll be a great gig, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Because it tends to be brilliant in Dublin.
Good stuff. That's the Olympia Theatre you're at in Dublin on the 23rd. People can get their tickets there at ticketmaster.ie. And you're also up, for anybody tuned in, you're up in Belfast on the 24th at the Vital Festival as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Catch you there. Oh, there you go. A wee collaboration. That could be the next album. You never know. Anyway, Nick, thanks very much for joining us on the programme. We're going to take another track of yours now. As we said, people can check out everything about the album at kaiserchiefs.com, and they can check you out here in Dublin on the 23rd of August at the Olympia Theatre. So thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to your gig there in August.
Thank you very much.